How to combat the iOS 15 update for email marketing. We expect the iOS 15 update to arrive this September or October, and many people have been asking the question, is email marketing dead? Certainly, email marketing stats will change. Metrics, tracking, and ultimately data-driven strategy for email marketing definitely won't be the same. But email marketing isn't dead. Thus, planning your next move for your email marketing is a must. We're here to help you create a game plan that would more than mitigate the effects of this update. This is of great importance, especially during Q4 holiday email marketing. Here are a few steps to take as early as now. Since this is a change that will affect a large portion of what you do, experts have described it as a turning point for email marketers. Hence, it is essential that you get things in place to keep you running when it finally arrives. Don't worry if you have no idea what to do. We have highlighted all the steps in the following steps. Step 1. Gather relevant data of subject lines before the official updates. Split test your subject line variations and try to find a pattern that would pull people in. Bear in mind that aside from the open rates, click rates could also reveal the psychology of your readers. Besides that, tweaking the sender's name and adding some form of personalization into subject lines will help with boosting the open rates. Here are a few examples of subject lines that worked for us. Subject line 1. Last call for this. You're about to lose out. It is an urgency type of subject line. Subject line 2. First name. My heartfelt message to you. Personalization and curiosity type of subject line. Subject line 3. In memory of our fallen brave. This subject line is relevant for the occasion. Memorial Day. Subject line 4. 10 gestures your dogs use to communicate. Use this subject line on informative emails for pet lovers. Subject line 5. We need your help. Use this subject line when asking your contacts to fill a survey. It's important to look at what words may trigger spam filters and avoid them when crafting your subject lines. Pro tip. Test send your emails to your own email address first and see which inbox it lands on. If it's in the main inbox instead of the promotions tab, you have yourself a winner. Step 2. Split test and find the best email template structure that generates the most amount of clicks. Start split testing the copy of your automated emails as well. The click rate metric will become more important, and optimizing your flows as early as now will give you a head start. As a rule of thumb, there should be 2 main call to action links throughout your email template. The first one should be at the very beginning of your email template above the fold on mobile view. The second link should be towards the end. However, these strategies may vary based on the audience. The email click rates metric will become the main focus. To be fair, the click rate metric reflects conversion more than the open rate metric. While you wouldn't be able to test subject lines as effectively as before, actual conversions and sales numbers will always be the best measure of success for email marketing. Optimize your email templates, content, or design with further split testing. The faster you find an optimized design that works for you, the better. Step 3. Do email list cleaning. Get your list cleaning process started now. That is because the open rate tracking won't be helpful when trying to read deliverability until email service providers implement new solutions. Yes, open rates will become a less effective metric between these two email marketing stats. And click rates will become the focal point. Once these changes take effect, you will have to adapt your data-driven strategy. These are the changes you can make. Example list cleaning segment. Received email at least 20 times. And opened or clicked email 0 times. And placed order at least once overall time. This segment can help you identify those who are less likely to place an order via email again. This is perhaps because they used a dummy email that they hardly used to place an order in the past. Additionally, utilize Glock apps or Litmus to supplement your list cleaning process. Step 4. Adjust email list segmentation for email campaigns. After a few months, when iOS phases out open rates, one of the things that you'll have to update immediately is your list segmentation. Some of the things worth taking a look at are clicks and purchase activity. While you'll end up having smaller lists or segments, the benefit here would be additional targeting for engaged, high-value contacts. that is, those who will be warm enough to respond to your messaging. Click rate-based segments would look much like the example below. It's a segment focused on people who have bought from your store before and have recently clicked on your emails. The people on this list are relatively engaged and are generally warm towards you. However, keep in mind that we are not completely neglecting open rates as a segmentation metric because other Android devices will still track open rates. Have a look at some of the segments below. Segmentation examples. Email segment 1 definition. Those who clicked email is at least once in the last 50 days. Those who placed order is at least once overall time. Profile is not suppressed. Email segment 2 definition. Those who opened email is at least once in the last 50 days. Those who placed order is at least once overall time. Profile is not suppressed. Email segment 3 definition. Those with email addresses includes @icloud.com. Note, we will split the segments into three different campaigns. Email segment 1 will always get sent first because it is the most engaging segment compared to others. Email segment 2 will get sent in another campaign, excluding those subscribers from email segment 1. Note 2. Exclude the @icloud.com email subscribers from every campaign. And make the @icloud.com subscriber segment a standalone campaign. This is to prevent the chances of letting icloud.com subscribers ruin the open rates metric on other campaigns. We utilized the strategies mentioned above and implemented it on one of our clients' account. This is how we implemented it. The entire flash sale email broadcast campaign split into 7 mini batches. Each batch excludes those segments in the previous batch and also excludes @icloud.com email address users. The first, second, and third batches target email segment 1. Next are the fourth and the fifth batches. They target email segment 2. The sixth batch will specifically target @icloud.com email address users. The last batch will target the rest of the active email subscribers that are not really engaging. Here are the results of the test. First batch email gets 49% open rates and 19% click rates. Second batch email gets 45% open rates and 14% click rates. Third batch email gets 33% open rates and 8% click rates. Fourth batch email gets 64% open rates and 8% click rates. Fifth batch email gets 23% open rates and 3% click rates. Sixth batch email gets 24% open rates and 4% click rates. Last batch email gets 32% open rates and 5% click rates. To conclude with the results in this test, we get high open rates and click rates on average. So, make sure you give these strategies a try and see how it performs on your end. Step 5. Find additional channels to bolster email marketing. While email marketing is still in a league of its own, other channels have become popular in their own right over time. Channels like SMS marketing and push notifications aid with your backend on top of email marketing. Data suggests that conversions from both push notifications and SMS marketing have been on the rise, and they're great complements to your email marketing strategy. Step 6. Tweak your non-engager re-engagement strategy. Re-engagement is cheaper than trying to get newer customers. By trying to reintroduce old, formerly engaged customers, you could get them from cold to engaged in a matter of a few emails. Re-engagement strategies rely heavily on open rates to define those who have fallen out of the engaged subscribers category. With the Apple iOS 15 updates, you'll have to look at other metrics, like shopping recency, frequency, as well as other data, including the clicked email metric and received email metric. Therefore, you will have two different tiers of re-engagement flows. Tier 1. Clicked email re-engagement. Re-engage those who did not click for a certain period. Tier 2. Opened email re-engagement. Re-engage those who did not open for a certain period. So, is email marketing dead? Not if we can help it. We at KC Chow Agency have been planning and adjusting our strategies to ensure that our clients are always ahead of the curve. When you are ready to take your email marketing to the next level, contact us at www.kccchow.agency.